Ask Naomi. So this one, it actually sounds like it could be a real story, right? It does have a lot of personal stuff in it, and I'll try to touch on each of those things. For one, when he is gazing at her pussy, and he makes her love it the way that she sees it through his lens. Back in college, I was in a production of the Vagina Monologues, and one of the monologues I did was called Because He Liked to Look at It. It was about this guy, Bob. Now, Bob wore khaki pants, and he blended in with his surroundings. There was nothing special about this guy. I think that the character met him because she dropped some change maybe and he picked it up, and so she slept with him. And so the thing that was so special about Bob was how he appreciated her pussy. She had never liked it before, and he made her love it. And that always stuck with me. I always thought that was so beautiful, and I loved performing that piece and just expressing that feeling of this woman, like, learning to love herself and how she learned to love herself. And so I've wanted to put that into an audio since 2019, and I finally got to, so it's exciting. Now, I've personally always had a thing for artists, or at least, you know, like the stereotypical artist, like the moody, brooding. Maybe that's not a good word either. I don't know, there's just something sexy about artists and how they look at things and appreciate them and how they see details that other people don't notice. And since that was already in this story, since there was the artist there, it just made so much sense to finally incorporate the vagina vulva love. It made sense. And it also made sense that this one day would have such an impact on Naomi. You know, she learned to love herself, appreciate herself. She learned to see things a whole new way. And, you know, this was her first intimate encounter with an artist. Not just intimate in a sexual way, but intimate in a, like, getting to know you, sharing a space. Yeah. All of that kind of way, and learning a new perspective. And you can tell by the way she talks. I mean, she's not an artist herself or anything, but, you know, she tries her best to explain how she sees things now. And there's a lot of talk of art and poetry and the symphony, and the language can get a little flowery, and I think that that's definitely his effect on her, and I don't think she used to be that way before she met him. The way he just imprinted on her soul, I love that. No, I've had those experiences too, where there's one day out of your life, one small thing happens. You know, there are 365 days in a year, like Naomi was talking about. And then there's just one day in 1 year where something happens, and that day just sticks with you. Or you meet somebody and you just never forget that person. She only knew him for one day, and he had that big of an impact on her. And I definitely remember people who I just met once. People have definitely had profound impacts on my life. One of my siblings, I met his elementary school teacher, and it was just one day, he was sitting next to me on my couch, and he said something to me that was so profound, and some background information. I was trying to leave stuff out. Anyway, my brother passed away, and that's why his teacher was over and all these people were over at our house. And his teacher had talked about how my brother wasn't happy and how, you know, at least this ended his suffering. And it was just, it wasn't a perspective I thought about. And I was young at the time. And so that helped immensely. And that's just the way I started thinking about things. And it changed my whole outlook. I only met him that one time, and it was what I needed. It was at the right time, and I haven't forgotten it all these years later. And that's just one example out of so many examples, you know. I'm sure all of you have your own examples. I mean, it's not that novel. This is just the way life is. This is what happens. And I've also met people who I've wanted to meet again. And I've wanted to, like, catch up with them, or, yeah, and it totally makes sense that she would want to see this guy again. So I've got this friend who has gone through so many difficult things and deals with extremely severe depression and has, they are just miserable a lot of the time, unfortunately. And the way they see life is a lot like Michael does in this. Just thinking about how, you know, you might not get tomorrow. Just appreciate everything that's in front of you. Like, it could be the last time that you've seen it. And, you know, it's amazing to me that they have that kind of perspective and outlook. And it's really cool, too, that they haven't lost that. And so I think I was thinking about that when I was making this. So there were some other personal things that went into that same concept. I was working in a retail store, and this woman came in to buy a necklace. And she wanted it on sale, but there was no sale on it. I couldn't just give her a sale. And she said, well, you know, in a few days when it might be on sale, what if I'm not around anymore? I mean, I still couldn't give it to her, but you that? I thought about that. I was like, oh, wow. And then someone else was telling a story about their grandmother and how their grandmother would, like, dress in, you know, really super fancy clothes every day and would go out with the fanciest hat on and everything. And she would say, well, what if I can't wear it tomorrow? I should wear it today so I can get use out of it and I can enjoy it. I love that, and I thought a lot about that, and so I do stuff like that now too, and it did change my outlook. So there are little things that you pick up as you go through life that change you. And I love how Michael changed Naomi so much. And there are those people that do that, and I always say that a good partner should be somebody who brings out the best in you. And I definitely think that Michael has brought out the best in Naomi, because she's made these changes. Such profound changes after one day of meeting him. So I can totally see how they can be the perfect match. This isn't a typical not safe for work audio, since it's not just, I don't know, there's something different about it. And so I was a little worried about it, and I was thinking, you know, people might not like it at all. I don't know if I should even post this. I don't know if I should scrap it. I don't know what I should do, but I really love it. And I hope you do too. And I know that, you know, it's a narrative. There's not sex. There are no sexual simulations or anything like that. But I think the story has a lot of heart, and I think it's one that's really relatable as well. I find it pretty beautiful. So I really hope that you enjoyed it.